American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Protecting American values faster than Democrats can defend felons and illegal terrorist gang members. No traveling to Central American countries required.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other thing. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Palmer with Louis R. Avalone.
So the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals apparently agrees that the dictator-in-chief can, in fact, lawfully order National Guard troops into Portland.
Yep. Sure can.
The dictator-in-chief.
Hmm.
That is, isn't that why we had the rallies over the weekend?
For the No Kings rally? Yeah.
I mean, the whole Ninth Circuit... Not generally a left-leaning circuit.
The Ninth Circuit used to be called the Ninth Circus because it was the most leftist court in the country, and they would come up with all kinds of crazy rulings that the Supreme Court would have to overrule. But nowadays, they're not as far to the left as they were, partly because in Donald Trump's first term, he was able to appoint several members to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals that at least had some common sense.
Right. I mean, it is arguably the most radical anti-Trump activist bench in the country. They have blocked immigration orders. They have undermined executive authority.
They have
played politics from the bench.
In the past, yes.
But in a 2-1 decision... Two Trump-appointed judges,
see,
Ryan Nelson and Bridget Bade, or Bade, not quite sure how she may pronounce her last name, but they both finally injected a dose of constitutional sanity into this conversation, and they ruled that President Trump's decision to federalize the Oregon National Guard under United States Code was likely lawful.
Yes.
So the statute authorizes, of course, that statute under U.S. Code, this is 10 U.S. Code, section 12406, subpoint 3, for those of you following along at home.
Sorry, I didn't write that down. What was that again?
I'll post it online.
Okay.
But the statute authorizes the president to call up the guard when the president, and I quote, is unable with the regular forces to execute the laws of the United States. So in plain English, when chaos reigns, when the mob rules, when local officials refuse to enforce the law, then the president of the United States must act, and that is exactly what Trump did.
And that's a good thing. It's not the only case. We're still going to have to deal with this in some other courtrooms and other cases. Specifically Illinois. J.B. Pritzker in Illinois is trying to stop Donald Trump from sending the National Guard into Chicago. But if there's another city in the United States of America that needs some help, you know, cutting down on murders, it's Chicago. Every weekend there are murders in Chicago. Every single weekend. And J.B. Pritzker walks around along, you know, the Lakeshore Drive, and he's like, well, hey, you know, there's always murders in big city. What you gonna do?
The report's coming also out of Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Is remarkable.
How so?
There are families that say their kids can play in the backyard.
Yeah.
They've arrested, front yard, they've got
family saying for the first time my kids can play in the front yard
because
the National Guard's here.
There's folks on social media talking about how they, for the first time in a very long time, they actually walked to the neighborhood store.
And here's where the left gets everything about this wrong. Everything about politics wrong on this, because the left will say nothing stops a bullet like a job. Right. The left will say what leads to crime is poverty. Crime leads to poverty. The left has cause and effect backwards. It is crime that leads to poverty, not poverty leading to crime. People aren't criminals just because they're poor. But if you allow criminals to take over a neighborhood, that neighborhood will become poor. Jobs will leave. Property values will drop. People will flee. Poverty is caused in part by runaway crime.
Okay, but all of the negative effects that you just described,
yes,
President Trump is attempting to eradicate that by sending in the National Guard,
right.
And yet those at the No Kings rally claim that that is some sort of tyrannical rule.
Right.
I mean, how in the world? See, here's the thing about all of that.
Yeah.
Is that the truth of the matter is they hate Donald Trump.
Very much so.
End of story.
Yes.
And, you know, the left loves to hide behind noble-sounding words. So instead of saying, we hate Trump.
Yes.
Which they certainly have said multiple times.
Yes.
But that hasn't been working very effectively. So now what they did over the weekend with these, you know, No Kings rallies, they cloak their hateness, their hatred and their bitterness in historical metaphors and Revolutionary War slogans. No Kings, they shout.
Right.
As if we're back in 1776 and King George is marching on Philadelphia.
But at least part of this, to me, actually, I do see as a good thing. Because at least the left got some of the message that they needed to be a little bit more patriotic about their protests.
Oh,
so there was a
goodness.
Little bit more.
Give me a break. Come
what?
On.
The left
don't
is actually
care
reaching
about
back.
Being patriotic.
No,
they
but
hate
they,
this country.
They understand the symbolism wasn't working. They understood, they started to understand that the hate America symbolism.
You're giving them way too much credit. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. All right. So how many American flags burned this weekend? I have not seen any video of them burning American flags
okay,
this weekend.
I'm not saying that the optics that they had planned and the marketing rebrand.
That's what I'm talking about. This was a marketing rebrand because they have realized that going totally anti-America wasn't working for them. Waving Mexican flags while you're burning American flags was turning Americans off. And at least the billionaires who are funding this No Kings rally.
Let's follow the money.
And by the way, people did follow the money. Soros wasn't even the largest donor for this, but the Ford Foundation gave a whole bunch of money to
but
it.
But it's the same dark money groups.
Yeah. It's multinational billionaires pouring money into all of this. But at least they understood that you need to at least respect or at least pay lip service to the respect of some of our founding principles. And one of the founding principles of the United States is indeed no kings. Conservatives absolutely don't want kings. So if you just want to talk about the issues, boom, we're right there with you. We don't want kings. Now, what's sad is when they've started trying to broadcast this to other parts of the world, they've dropped the no kings branding. So in Britain, they say no dictators. They don't say no kings because Britain has a king.
Yeah, no, I get it, but Trump wants to be king.
That's what they say.
But yet it's the Democratic Party that has weaponized government agencies against their political opponents. They're the ones that have been censoring speech. They're the ones that have locked people out of their bank accounts
right.
for their opinions.
They're the ones that told people, some of you are essential, some of you are not. The ones who aren't essential, you need to stay home and only shop at Walmart.
And he's the threat to democracy. They're not. The ones that they tried to kick him off state ballots. They tried to prosecute him. You know,
the official government branch of misinformation, as if they read 1984 and thought it was a how-to book. That's the party that's saying no kings, the party that really wanted to control what it was you could say online and throw you in jail if you said something they didn't agree with.
Well, anyway, this court decision today shows that Trump is acting mm-hmm. within his constitutional authority.
And that's good news.
Not within his monarchical authority,
which he doesn't have. Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know from all, President Trump announced over the weekend he's cutting off all U.S. foreign aid to the nation of Colombia. This came after Colombia's president, Gustavo Petro, denounced the U.S.'s attacks on drug runners in the Caribbean as, quote, murder. President Trump responded by posting on social media, quote, President Gustavo Petro of Colombia is an illegal drug leader strongly encouraging the massive production of drugs in big and small fields all over Colombia. The U.S. sends more than $200 million worth of foreign aid to Colombia every year, but now all of that is cut off.
What do you think about that? I mean, that's got to be a good thing.
I think that is a good thing. We chose to be on the side of Colombia's government in the drug war, but like many other Central American countries, South American countries, they haven't chosen to be on our side, and that's the problem. Second thing you need to know, for a while, the state of Florida is suing California and Washington for issuing driver's licenses to illegal aliens. The lawsuit comes after an illegal immigrant from India who had a commercial driver's license from California killed a couple on a Florida highway while making an illegal U-turn. Both California and Washington have given commercial licenses to illegal aliens, some of whom can't speak English or read English. Florida Acting Solicitor General Jeffrey D'Souza wrote in the federal suit, quote, California's and Washington's open defiance of federal immigration laws is well documented. Both states routinely frustrate and hinder federal law enforcement from addressing the immigration crisis and the destruction that accompanies it.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And it's not just those two states. Colorado is another state that is very liberal with respect to issuing driver's licenses to folks that are not citizens of this country
and should not have those licenses. And the third thing you need to know before tomorrow, the federal shutdown has come to the courts. Starting today, money is running out to fund various federal courts across the country. The only court operations that will continue are those expressly listed in Article 3 of the Constitution and those that are required for the protection of human life and property. That means most civil trials in federal courts will now be placed on hold, and court employees are now expected to work without pay until Democrats in the Senate finally vote to reopen the government. That will affect more than 30,000 court employees nationwide.
Well, this fits the Democratic narrative of more lawlessness, more chaos.
Yeah, but, you know, some of these judges have been leftist judges that have supported the leftist chaos. We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com and find the right employee.
Now, Stephen, do you know anyone who has those days where they just can't focus, their brain feels foggy, and their motivation is gone?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, all the time. I've got a friend, though, who's trying something that actually helps. Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International.
You know what? I've heard about that. Does it boost your mood and clarity?
That's right, and the best part is it does it without those caffeine jitters. Brain Reward uses vitamins and nutrients to help regulate stress and to keep you focused.
So whether you're at work, in school, or even tackling a creative project, it sounds like it's giving the brain the fuel it really needs.
Now you can try it for less. Victory Nutrition is giving you 20% off when you go to vni.live/AGR and use the promo code AGR20.
Plus, when you order $200 or more, you'll get free standard shipping.
Get 20% off when you go to vni.live/AGR. Use the promo code AGR20. That's vni.live/AGR and use AGR20.
Victory Nutrition International. Nutrition that gets in.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud, or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcast.
In the next few minutes, minds will be opened. New journeys will begin. Small wonders can occur in just a few minutes. How? By listening to American Ground Radio every day, fully informed, entertaining, and prepared just for you. Listen for just a few minutes and enjoy, on air or wherever you listen to podcasts. In the next few minutes, good things are going to happen on American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. It's What's for Dinner.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
This is nothing short of another assassination attempt on the president's life.
Yeah, I understand.
With regards to that, you know, the media is calling it a hunting stand. I call it a sniper's nest.
And actually, looking at the pictures, it looks much more like a sniper's nest than a hunting stand. You know,
well, there's nothing around the Palm Beach airport. I mean, you're talking about I-95.
All right, so yeah, let's set this up because we didn't quite set this up right.
Yeah, no.
They found a sniper's nest, basically a hunting stand is what some people are calling it.
On a tree, this lone tree that is basically in the middle of nothing but commercial, you know, concrete everywhere.
Right. The nest had a direct line of sight to where Air Force One parks when Donald Trump gets off of the plane.
This is at Palm Beach International Airport.
And so the Secret Service and the FBI are now investigating. But yes, you're right. I mean, you and I have both seen, you know, hunters' cabins or, you know, the hunter stands, right? Where it's basically a little shed on top of a very tall ladder, right? And it gives hunters the ability to get up into, you know, tree level, and they can see out, and it gives them a better vantage point when they're hunting.
Exactly.
I didn't see that type of structure. This really just looked like a sniper's nest in a tree.
100%. And the media really isn't even covering this.
But why not? I mean, if your job in the news is to cover the news, and you've got the only president who has been, who's had attempts on his life multiple times since Gerald R. Ford. Ronald Reagan was only shot once. Gerald R. Ford was shot at multiple times. Donald Trump's now had at least two, if not three, attempts on his life. This would be four. And why wouldn't you cover this?
Because I think it destroys the narrative that Trump is the aggressor.
Okay.
And that his supporters are the violent ones, that the real threats to democracy come from the right, when we all know, and look, you can look at all of the other attempts on his life, Butler, Pennsylvania,
right,
in particular, it's not, those aren't attacks from the right. Those are attacks from the left.
Well there's one side that's saying 8647, right? 86 to kill, 47, the 47th president of the United States of America. James Comey, the head of the FBI.
The former director of the FBI under Biden.
He tweeted that out on some shells he allegedly found on the beach, just this natural shell formation.
I mean, under Trump. Actually, he was under
Bush,
Obama.
Yeah, Obama, and then into Trump as well. So 8647, that's this, we're going to murder the president thing, and then you end up with a sniper's nest pointing straight at the door of Air Force One at the airport, and you're like, it's just a coincidence.
So now President Trump is taking the short stairs that Biden used to take in order to keep his elevation off the ground as low as possible.
We got a question for American Mamas. Dear Mamas, what did you think of Secretary of War Hegseth's No Fatties speech?
Well, let's ask our American Mamas.
Mama, mama,
mama told me not to come. She said that ain't the way I've been through.
And joining us now are American Mamas Terry Nettaville and Kimberly Burleson. So the Secretary of War and the President of the United States called in every single major general and admiral across the entire world. Well, I mean, just the American ones. And then brought them into D.C. and then said to them, you can't be fat and slovenly anymore. You need to pass a PT test. What did you guys think?
So I had a couple of reactions. So my first reaction was he practiced it.
Uh-huh.
And so it felt like he was trying to figure out his little clips, you know, that he was going to put out there. You know, it just felt a little theatrical.
Okay.
And that's a negative. But I thought it was amazing what he was saying. What was kind of
so
cool.
So you felt like some of that was rehearsed,
yes,
for that, social media clips.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I did. It's just my first gut thought.
Okay.
Then I started watching reels of former military people that were loving it.
Veterans.
And I even messaged one of my friends who was a former colonel.
Yeah.
And I said, what was your thoughts about it? And he said, I love it. That's the way we're warriors. We need to be intimidating. We need to be strong. So I love that we would come back to that because we are no longer intimidating.
You know, my father was a colonel in the United States Army, West Point graduate. And up until about this time last year, so he would watch, he'd go to a bar and hang out with some West Point folks watching the West Point football game. And there's a tradition at West Point that when they score, you have to do a push-up for every point they have on the scoreboard. And at 79 years old, my dad was doing a push-up for every point that West Point was putting up on the scoreboard. Wow. And they had a heck of a season last year.
Wow.
Right? So at my father still could have passed, I'm convinced, last year he still could have passed PT tests.
Yeah.
Right. Certainly for his age, he would have been able to pass them. Is it asking too much for generals to be able to pass the same type of PD test that you're asking the troops to pass?
I was so curious about that. I wondered, how was this received in the room? How was this received for those that were sitting right there?
Right, because they were pretty silent.
They were silent. And so I was thinking about it, and I thought, Pete Hegseth cares so deeply about the troops. He listens to them. He talks to them. He wants to know their thoughts about everything. So I thought, were they saying, hey, what motivates me is when I see, you know, someone like your father going down the hall with shoulders back. And
yes.
You can
yes.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And if they see, like, you know, these kind of wobbly, fat ones, they don't have the same respect because these, like Kimberly said, these are warriors.
Right.
These are the men we, for the last at least 4 years, we've been a laughingstock because we've seen videos of drag queens in the military that would do these like little, like they'd have on
like
the military stuff.
And their,
yeah. And they would like, with the music going, and they turn around and come back as a drag with their hair and everything.
Right.
And then it was the time period where they were, you'd have women come out and say, you know, I'm a biracial woman, that I've got PTSD, I have a bipolar mama, and like all of the victimhood things that the calling cards
right.
that would get mm-hmm. them further. Well, what he said, it was, quote, we're done with it. We're done. That's a quote. And it's one of those times where we are done with this. We're so done with all of that woke stuff that now it seems like we're kind of going back to the way it was with Kennedy.
Yeah.
Remember when he wanted to have that, you know, the principal's test, the president's
Fitness test.
Yes.
Fitness test.
Well, that's another thing that Donald Trump has brought back is the presidential mm-hmm. fitness test for kids. Because
so important.
Look, I mean, your military is made up of people starting off at 18.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If they're coming out of school and they can't pass the presidential fitness test, they're not going to pass the PT test of the military either.
Right. I think Pete Hegseth was a brilliant choice for this role.
I agree.
I think he's the man for this time, for this era. I think he's going to get us back on track. I think that by the end of his term as that, the world will look at us differently.
I agree.
We will be, like right now, I feel like Trump's doing the same thing. We're respected. We're not just, you know, we're feared, but in a very respectful way.
I'm reminded of General Roosevelt. Mm. This is nerdy history lesson here. Teddy Roosevelt's son was a general in World War II, and he was the only general to land on the beaches in Normandy on D-Day.
Really?
And he had a cane with him, all right? Now, because he had a limp. But he was on the beach urging the soldiers forward as a general with gray hair.
Can you imagine how motivated and inspired these boys were?
Right.
Seeing this leader
whose father was a president, and he was on the beach in Normandy urging people on. And he gave his life in World War II.
Wow.
But he was there, and he was able to keep up with the troops.
Yeah.
Our generals need to be able to do that.
Yeah.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, AmericanGradRadio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Nettable, Kimberly Burleson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. We'll be right back. Stick around.
Keep your ear to the ground. American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Slick Willie here, your 42nd president. Got a bit of a reputation, yeah.
It's a very special day for the ladies' man.
My bedroom is stocked with my pillow, sheets and blankets, pillows. Oh, yeah. Baby, I got all the good stuff. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR. You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals and towel, dog beds. Sometimes I say something to Hill or she catches me doing something I shouldn't be caught at, and I have to spend some time in the dog bed.
You are in the doghouse.
Well, that's why you want to get the most comfortable dog bed you can get, and MyPillow has the world's most comfortable dog beds, and I should know. I've spent a lot of time in the doghouse. You'll get 70% off on all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use the AGR code, that's AGR, and save 70%.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems. But you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Yeah, pay attention while I paint the picture. Gas prices increasing, the rich are getting richer. You need the honest, real deal info. Gotta tune in, American Ground Radio. What's happening to the country? We need order. The chaos going down at the southern border. It's getting intense, time that we make sense. Families are struggling cause they can't afford rent. American Ground Radio, let's go. American Ground Radio, let's go.
It's now available with no artificial flavors, sweetenings, or petroleum-based dyes. It's all natural, harvested on American ground. You're making America smart again, baby.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. Stephen Parr with Lewis R. Avalone.
All right, so President Trump, through his efforts to round up illegal immigrants in this country,
yes,
7 in 10 who have criminal convictions or have criminal accusations.
7 in 10 of the ones that have been rounded up and
yes,
deported?
Yes, okay. Nearly a half million illegal aliens. Let me repeat that. 500,000, and for those in the back, that's about 500,000.
And that's very good. In addition to that, you've also had more than 1.5 million illegal aliens that have decided to self-deport. They've left the country of their own volition so that, you know, they wouldn't be deported by ICE. That would make them eligible perhaps for reentry the correct way. But so in addition to the 500,000, we've had 1.5 million. So you're looking at really, you know, more than 2 million illegal aliens have left the country since Donald Trump came into office.
And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's
and,
good.
And look, the left is going to try to shame you if you celebrate such and say, oh, look, 7 in 10 of these illegal immigrants being deported or otherwise have been rounded up by ICE
right.
have criminal convictions or criminal I guess, accusations against them. I mean, how is that a bad thing?
Let's say there were, 20. There were 20 people who had been camping out in your house. All right. You didn't invite them there. They were squatting in your house. Okay. And you're like, you know what? I'm going to call the police. And the police come.
Yeah, that would
come,
be the first thing I would do.
And the police come and they arrest one of them and they take one of them out. And then three more go, you know what? I don't want that to happen to me. I'm going to leave. How would that be a bad thing?
No,
happened. We've got 20 million illegal aliens in this country. 500,000 have been arrested and deported. 1.5 million have said, you know what? I'm leaving. We still have 18 million in this country. We got to get out. You still got, 18 people in that house. You got to get them out.
But I think there are too many people out there, many of whom may consider themselves to be conservatives, who believe that enforcing immigration law is somehow cruel or racist because the left has convinced them that they need to show compassion.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Compassion without accountability is chaos.
How about this? Compassion for the criminal is cruelty to the victim.
It certainly is, 100%.
Let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to step down.
So there's a big shakeup going on at CBS News. Paramount, which owns CBS, has named Barry Weiss to be the new head of the old news division. And a lot of the old reporters at CBS don't like it. Barry Weiss used to be an opinion editor for the Wall Street Journal from 2013 through 2017. She was then an editor for the New York Times from 2017 to 2020. Real quick, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, are those right-wing publications?
Not generally speaking.
Wall Street Journal is a little centrist, maybe a little right of center.
But definitely not the New York Times.
New York Times is pretty far left. All right, so she left the New York Times in 2020 saying it had become an illiberal establishment. Illiberal establishment. Weiss considers herself to be a centrist. She's probably what used to be considered slightly left of center. I would call her a traditional liberal, not a leftist, but a liberal, especially a free speech liberal. So she's not some right-wing nut job coming to CBS. She's a centrist coming to CBS, but she's calling out the people at CBS who work for CBS for being biased, and they don't like it. There's an article out this weekend from the New York Times, her old stomping grounds, covering a meeting that Weiss had with reporters and producers for 60 Minutes, CBS News' top news program. Also, the same program that just had to pay Donald Trump millions of dollars because of the way that they handled the Kamala Harris interview before the last election. Basically, they had to pay for election interference because of the way they deceptively edited Harris to make her sound coherent. So this is what they wrote. Weiss asked the top reporters and producers for CBS The 60 Minutes, why does this country think you're biased? She asked, leaving the staff and stars of the country's top news program baffled and unable to respond.
You know, I wonder if many media companies now are going to hire with profitability in mind,
okay,
rather than ideology.
Well,
even if it means that their woke narrative suffers, because look, if they can't pay the bills,
right?
I mean, you can virtue signal all you want, but you can't keep the lights on,
right,
with discussions about equity and diversity.
And that may be why Paramount decided to hire Barry Weiss, because after she left the New York Times, she started the freepress.com, which is a website you can go to, and it's got news coverage. Paramount bought that, and that's how they got Weiss, and that's how they promoted her to be the editor of CBS. But the problem for reporters is they seem to be completely unaware of how biased they are. There were three anonymous sources that were inside that meeting that leaked it all to the New York Times. And these three sources all said, everyone was silent. After she asked the question, why does the country think you're biased, to CNN, to CBS, is 60 Minutes. Why does the country think you're biased?
Because you are.
But
that's the answer.
But everybody
they
in that
are.
Meeting, no, that's what you and I know. But the people in the meeting, the people who work here for 60
know,
Minutes.
They know.
Are you?
They
I
were
mean, silent.
I don't think.
They
look,
were completely silent. I don't think they understand.
I think they may be wrong, but I think they are certainly enough aware that they believe that the ends justify the means. So if they have to lie to you on camera or in writing or in a column, whatever it is, in order to get their point across, then they will.
I'm not sure they understand that their point is bias. I'm not sure they understand. Well, I think they think, and here are the people that were, some of the people that are in the meeting: John Wertheim, Bill Whitaker, Leslie Stahl, Scott Pelley, Cecilia Vega, Anderson Cooper.
Oh, they none know, of Stephen, them. Come on.
If you ask Anderson Cooper, are you 100%. Biased? Anderson Cooper's going to tell you up and down every single day, I am not biased.
He's not going to tell you that on camera.
No, he's not going to tell you that in person.
He's going to tell you that behind. Oh.
No, I disagree. I think they're so far gone, they don't understand they are biased. No, and that's the problem.
They know.
Earlier this, all right, if they knew, why wouldn't they change? If they're losing money, they're losing money.
Because they don't understand. They don't understand how capitalism works. They don't understand how bills get paid.
They have to pay their own bills.
No, they pay.
Anderson Cooper pays his own bills. He knows how bills get paid.
They get a paycheck regardless of what they say on air. It's CNN who loses viewers. It's MSNBC that loses viewers. It's CBS that loses viewers, which means that they lose eyeballs, which means they lose dollars.
I get that. And that's why, all right, look, earlier this month, Gallup, again, not a right-wing organization, they're left of center, Gallup published a poll, trust in media at a new low of 28% in the U.S. Only 8% of Republicans think the media can be trusted to report things fully, accurately, and fairly. In August, Gallup published a poll of different professions. The only profession in America seen as less ethical and less honest than TV reporters were members of Congress and lobbyists. And those are the groups that the TV reporters are supposed to be reporting on. As recently as 2003, a majority of Americans trusted the media to tell the truth most of the time. That's been cut in half. And basically, the only people who trust the media anymore are Democrats. So that's likely because the media says things Democrats like to hear. But I really believe that Anderson Cooper doesn't think he's biased. You know who doesn't think he's biased?
I respectfully disagree.
Cuomo, Chris Cuomo, he has said over and over and over, I am not biased. I'm straight down the line. No, dude, you're biased. Your brother was the governor.
No, I think recently I thought I heard Chris Cuomo admit that there was bias in his reporting,
but
and that
he didn't
turned
see
over
it at
a
the
new
time.
Leaf.
But he didn't see it at the time.
He didn't.
And that makes it harder because you can't solve a problem if you don't see the problem.
But you
and
know
Barry
what?
Weiss goes, "Why does America think you're biased?" And nobody in the room can answer the question because nobody in the room thinks they're biased.
But here's the beauty of capitalism: sooner or later, reality wins.
That's
and I
right.
think that's what you're seeing in these media companies hiring these new people.
And I think Barry Weiss has got a big job set out for her because she can't get rid of the people who don't think there's bias. She won't get rid of the bias. We'll be back.
Hiring the right people for your business can feel like a gamble, especially when you don't know who you're really bringing on board.
That's why businesses nationwide trust Global Data Fusion hiring and screening solutions.
From background checks to drug testing, even across state lines, they've got you covered. Their expert team ensures compliance and delivers fast, reliable results.
Call Global Data Fusion at 337-205-3007. Mention AGR and they'll waive the sign-up fee.
Global Data Fusion, because your team starts with trust.
You know, some folks are just popping vitamins every morning and nothing's happening.
Well, that's like tossing quarters into a vending machine that's out of order. It's a total waste.
Exactly. It's why more and more people are switching to Protovite from Victory Nutrition International. Protovite has over 100 nutrients, vitamins, and plant extracts all packed into one shot.
So instead of guessing if your vitamins are working, Protovite gives you daily support for energy, focus, and immune health.
And here's the kicker. You can get Protovite only at Victory Nutrition International.
Just go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20 to snag 20% off your order.
Start your morning with Protovite and actually feel the difference.
Well, so many already have, and you should too. Go to vni.life/AGR and be sure to use the AGR20 code to get 20% off your order.
The Rustic Renegade is more than just a place that sells wares. I like to think of us as a movement that started back when I was in the service. I wanted a place where I could feel the communion and family that I felt while in the service and instill that in the community. I wanted to show the grown boys of Louisiana what grown men look, that we could have good biblical foundations of faith, family, and life. So give us a call at 337-357-1168 and online at therusticrenegade.com. Don't forget, we are the Sportsman's Paradise.
Hey, Hey, y'all, grab your friends and head out this weekend. October 9th through 11th, Zawali Tamale Fiesta in Sabine. October 10th through 12th, Gumbo Festival in Thibodaux. October 11th, Louisiana Art and Folk Festival in Columbia. October 11th through 12th, K-Pasa Fest in Metairie and Hammond North Shore Regional Air Show. Visit festivals.explorelouisiana.com and make your plans to Laissez les bon temps rouler.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We could go to war. I'm for real. So you better check yourself.
No. It's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Palmer with Louis Sar Avalone.
You've heard the adage, well, you just get what you deserve, right?
I'm not sure that's true, but okay.
Well, I mean, sometimes it is.
I mean, sometimes, yeah, but
sometimes you don't. You can make poor decisions.
Yeah.
And that is kind of the likely consequence of your actions.
And sometimes I don't get what I deserve, and that's called grace.
Now, do you think God may extend grace to the city of New York City or to the citizens of New York City? And the reason that I say that is right now, the latest poll that is out shows Zoran Mamdani, essentially a communist, who he is leading in the polls 43% right now against independent Andrew Cuomo, who's at 28%, and Republican Curtis Sliwa pulling at almost 20%.
And that's basically where the polls have been since Eric Adams dropped out of the race.
But I mean, here's Mamdani, a radical socialist with pro-Hamas sympathies, a man who openly praises Marxist economic policies. He calls the New York Police Department an occupying force.
Yes.
I mean, this is alarming that he is leading in the race to run New York City.
But he's been leading in the race to run New York City since, what, March? It's not new. It's not shocking. This is just what's happening. Until something changes, he's going to be the next mayor, unless the polls are completely wrong. But given the race, the state of the race that they're in, given voter turnout traditions in New York City, I think he's going to be the next mayor.
So there's some folks that say, well, you know what? I think this is beautiful. New Yorkers will get exactly what they deserve because by electing a communist, they will see exactly, they feel like, there are a lot of Republicans out there that says, go ahead and elect Mamdani.
Yeah.
Go ahead, because this is going to show just how failed and utterly ridiculous Marxist ideology is, especially to young people.
It happened in San Francisco.
And it's a commercial,
they
say, for conservatism or Republican ideology.
Yeah.
But at the same time, goodness gracious, because we have said on the show, what happens in New York City is not going to stay in New York City.
It absolutely will.
That is the larger danger. Not to mention that New York City is the cultural and financial center of the universe.
Still is. You know what we need to do? We need to get to a bright spot. All right. Well, tell you what, here's our bright spot. Donald Trump is allowed to deploy National Guard troops to U.S. cities. I think that is a big time bright spot.
Absolutely.
We talked about that a little bit off the top, but a little background. Last month, President Trump ordered the Oregon National Guard to go into Portland to protect the ICE office and ICE officers in that city from violent attacks by Antifa. The state of Oregon sued. The governor of Oregon said, hey, there's no problem in Portland. And a federal district judge, who was appointed by Bill Clinton, agreed and issued a nationwide injunction. Now, they're not supposed to do that anymore, but they're doing that.
They're doing it.
So the Trump administration appealed, and the problem is that Oregon is in the Ninth Circuit Court's jurisdiction. And the Ninth Circuit Court is considered the most leftist circuit in the entire country. But even the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals had to admit that President Trump is within his power. And that's a bright spot. Here's what they wrote. This is from Scripps News Service. In its decision, the Ninth Circuit said the president is likely acting within his power, which allows the federalization of the National Guard when the president is, quote, unable with the regular forces to execute the laws of the United States.
And look, this is much bigger than just Portland. I think it's about restoring the balance between the branches of government, because for years, the courts have been trying to, I'll say it, tie the hands of the executive branch every time a Republican president enforces the law. So they say, many times the Ninth Circuit has said overreach when President Trump has acted.
Right.
And yet then the left, of course, will say, well, it's dereliction of duty when he doesn't. I mean, you can, when he doesn't.
Right.
I mean, you can't win. You can't win with these folks.
Well, look, this is not the only court challenge that Trump is facing to his National Guard deployment. There is a similar injunction in Illinois, but the Trump administration has issued an emergency appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, which is likely to block that injunction, too. I think the U.S. Supreme Court would rule the exact same way that the Ninth Circuit Court has ruled.
And by the way, for those of you who say, oh, well, he's sending in the military in order to silence dissent.
No, he's sending in the military to stop lawlessness.
Well, yeah, right, because these aren't just, quote unquote, activists. These are anarchists.
Yes, Antifa is a domestic terrorist organization.
But they don't want reform.
No.
They want revolution. They don't want justice. They want destruction. They don't believe in free speech or free markets or free people. They believe in chaos and collectivism and control.
They have tried to kill reporters that have tried to cover them at their rallies. If you walk up with a camera, a video camera, as part of the news, they will attack you. They've done it over and over and over. That's what Antifa's doing. And so, yes, the local law officials have been either unable or unwilling to enforce the law. The president's job is to make sure that the laws of the government are faithfully executed. That's what the administration is supposed to do in the second article of the Constitution.
And for anyone that may be confused, sending in the troops is not tyranny. You know what tyranny is? Real tyranny is when law-abiding citizens live in fear because their leaders care more about political optics than they do public safety.
So it's a bright spot that the Ninth 100%. Circuit Court of Appeals has stood with the Constitution and says President Trump can send in the National Guard to restore law and order to places that have been running away from it. We'll be right back with more American Ground Radio. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Now, Stephen, a lot of people have been talking about feeling sluggish and bloated and not sleeping well.
Yeah, that's why you need Insorb from Victory Nutrition International. Clinical studies show Insorb not only helps boost your immune system, but also supports better sleep.
When your digestion system is off, nothing feels right. If you're dealing with that bloating and discomfort after meals, Insorb is designed to help.
It's all about getting your body back in balance. More energy, better sleep, stronger immunity.
Try it right now and save. Go to VNI.life/AGR and use code AGR20 at checkout for 20% off your order.
Plus, when you order $200 or more from Victory Nutrition International, you'll get free standard shipping.
Your immune system, your sleep, and your digestion system will thank you.
Go to VNI.life/AGR today and use the code AGR20 for 20% off. That's VNI.life/AGR and use promo code AGR20.
800-480-3030.
Caleb, what does the Rustic Renegade stand for?
A long time ago, a wise man told me that a man should stand for something, otherwise he'll fall for anything. So our pillars of value, faith, family, and country, in that order. And we like to instill that in not just our employees, but our customers. We're faith-driven, family-driven, and American proud. So if you want to take part in a movement that begins with faith, family, and country, come by and see us or visit us online at therusticrenegade.com. And don't forget, we're the Sportsman's Paradise.
Hey, Slick Willie here, 42nd President. Yeah, I've been known to spend a lot of time in the bedroom. Yeah. My bedroom is stocked with MyPillow sheets, blankets, and pillows. I love MyPillow. But that doesn't mean I slept with MyPillow. I did not have sleeping relations with MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR. You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals, towels, blue dresses, whatnot. When Hill and I are lounging around the house, or if I have a female friend, back to the discount code, you'll get 70% off all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use that code AGR. That's AGR and save 70%.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hyped, that's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator, I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, up is down, left is right. Dogs and cats living together. I mean, the world is turned upside down.
You're quoting Ghostbusters.
Maybe.
Okay.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
But James Carville.
Yes.
Is sounding, I mean, he's certainly not a conservative firebrand at all.
No, he was the principal architect of Bill Clinton's administration.
But now he is saying... You know, of course, he was the one that said it's the economy, stupid,
right.
Back during the Clinton, the first Clinton administration. But now he is saying that politicians who support letting men compete in women's sports are pandering to what he calls left-wing zombies.
Mm.
And he says they are destroying the hard work, the dreams, and the dignity of female athletes everywhere. And you know what? He is absolutely right.
He is right.
But here you have this, obviously, uber-liberal Democrat.
Yeah.
He's sounding more like a conservative.
Yes.
Or, I mean, I know he's a long but way away
this,
from that.
This is just a common sense. This isn't even a conservative principle. This is what everyone in America believed until like 5 years ago.
No, it is. It's destroying women's sports, letting men compete in women's sports. It makes absolutely no sense.
Right. And James Carville also understands that because the Democrat Party embraced that, the American people are rejecting the Democrat Party. He's a political strategist after all, and he's seeing the polls, and he's seeing what people are doing, and he's like, hey, whoa!
Oh, wow! When I say whoa, I mean whoa!
Brianna Lanois is the principal at Buffalo Academy of Science Charter School in Buffalo, New York, and Brianna is about to be married. She recently said that she wished all the students at her school could be there at her wedding, but just wasn't enough room. That's when her assistant principal, Courtney Champlain, got an idea, so Principal Champlain got Principal Lanois to head outside to the school's courtyard where all the students had gathered for a very special assembly. The courtyard had been transformed into a temporary wedding venue, and standing at the end of the aisle was Brianna's fiancé. A student officiated their unofficial wedding in front of the whole school, exchanging candy rings along with vows like promising to love each other, quote, even on Mondays before coffee.
That is such a great story.
Kind of sweet, isn't it? May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.